Chapter 3. Darcy rushed home to call Tara. She'd just crossed the street onto her block when she heard people arguing. The street was mostly empty, so Darcy figured one of her elderly neighbors was watching TV with the volume turned way up. But as she got closer to her doorstep, Darcy realized the sound was coming from inside her house.
"Forget about it, Maddie," Dad yelled as Darcy opened the door.
His voice boomed from the kitchen.
"You are not going to do that. I won't allow it. End of story."
Darcy was shocked. Dad had never spoken to her mother that way. She rushed in to see what was happening.
"Don't you tell me what I can and can't do, Carl," Mom hollered back.
She was standing in the middle of the kitchen, her arms crossed over her chest. She was still wearing the ID badge from the hospital where she worked as an emergency room nurse. Dad was at the sink washing dishes. Both of them looked exhausted and upset. Neither seemed to notice Darcy standing in the hallway.
"I do when it comes to the health of my child," Dad replied. "Stop being so stubborn, Maddie."
"Don't talk to me in that tone of voice. You got no right," Mom fumed, her jaw jutting out sharply with anger. Darcy froze, afraid to get between them while they were fighting. Just then, Jamie came out of her bedroom and joined her in the hallway. Jamie gaped as if she couldn't believe what she was seeing.
"I'm that baby's father, Maddie. That's all the right I need," Dad challenged.
For weeks, Darcy had sensed the tension building in the house. The clues were everywhere, in the way her mother sighed whenever anyone talked about money, in the desperate way her father searched the newspaper for job listings, in the long walks he took alone in the evenings. It started when his hours were cut at the fancy clothing store where he worked as a salesperson. Since then, her mother and father were always tense. Mom walked around with dark, baggy circles under her eyes. Dad talked less and seemed moody, always shuffling papers and rushing off to go somewhere. About the only thing that seemed to cheer them up was when they talked about the baby. But even the joy of that news had faded recently. Sometimes, late at night, Darcy would listen to them exchanging words with each other. She knew they'd been trying to hide their problems from her and Jamie, but it wasn't working. Darcy figured a major fight was coming, but she never imagined it would be this loud and hurtful, or that it would explode like a bomb the night before the first day of school.
"You lost that right when you walked out on us, Carl. You haven't earned it back yet," Mom lashed back. "I worked 50 to 60 hours a week for the first few years after you left us for that other woman. I can do it again if I have to."
Dad tipped forward as if he had been kicked in the stomach.
Crash!
The large plate in his hand fell to the kitchen floor and shattered. Darcy's jaw dropped. She looked at Jamie, who had tears in her eyes. She grabbed her hand and fought the urge to jump in between her parents. It was like watching a horrible accident happen right in front of her eyes. Dad slammed his fists on the counter and stepped away from the sink, crunching pieces of the broken plate under his feet. His face was twisted with pain, an image out of a nightmare. Darcy knew Mom's words hurt. Dad's biggest regret was that he'd started drinking and walked out on his family, leaving them for 5 long years. Since he'd returned last fall, he'd done nothing but apologize and try to undo the damage he caused.
"Why do you always have to go there, Maddie?" her father asked.
His normally strong voice shook with emotion, a terrible sad sound that made Darcy want to cover her ears.
"That was years ago, and it has nothing to do with us right now. We're both different people. I apologize 1,000 times, but you just won't let it go. Because whenever I start to depend on you, I remember what happened the last time I did. I'm sorry, but this ain't easy for me, Carl. And your plan to be a nighttime cab driver is not gonna solve our problems."
"It's only until I find something better, Maddie," Dad explained. "Besides, I know the city well enough to stay out of bad areas, and I can handle myself. Remember, I did some boxing in the army."
"No, it's still not safe, Carl," Mom insisted. "I've seen too many cabbies in the ER. With a baby on the way, you've got to think about the bigger picture. We can't afford to have something happen to you."
Maddie, I am thinking about the bigger picture. I'm a black man in the city in my 40s without a college degree. Right now, I gotta take whatever I can get. When I find something better, I'll move on. But I'm not gonna sit still and let you work 60 hours a week, especially when you're carrying our baby. Don't ask me to let that happen, 'cause I can't do it.
Dad stared at her as he spoke. Mom grabbed a broom and dustpan from the tiny kitchen closet. Darcy admired what her father was saying. She knew Mom shouldn't work any more hours in the hospital than she had to. Even before she was pregnant, she would come home tired. But lately, she seemed more weary than ever. Dad was just trying to help out. He was taking the job for the family, not for himself.
Well, you should have thought about that before, Mom snapped. I told you I wasn't ready to do this again, and you said not to worry, and now look at us. We got all these bills for this house you wanted. We got a child on the way, and the only job you can find is one that has you driving in the hood at 2 a.m. Now you see why I'm upset. You asked me to trust you, and look what you did. You got us into trouble again, Carl. I should have known better than to listen to you.
That's not fair, Maddie.
You want to know what's not fair, Carl? That I dealt with your mistakes alone for 5 long years, and now you're asking me to do it again, she yelled, her words like sharp knives.
Dad shook his head.
I don't know why I even bother trying to talk to you sometimes, he said, drying his hands on his pants.
He stepped over the mess on the kitchen floor and practically ran into Darcy and Jamie. He stared at them, sighed, and then grabbed his keys.
Where are you going? Mom asked as he put on his old baseball cap and jacket.
Without a word, Dad walked out, slamming the door behind him. Mom raced past Darcy and Jamie to the doorway.
So that's it? You're just gonna walk out again? You haven't changed one bit, Carl.
Mom yelled so loud the whole block could hear her voice.
Not one bit!
Darcy wanted to follow him, anything to get away from the house, which suddenly felt more like a prison than a home.
What are you two looking at? Mom said,
turning to them like the argument was their fault. Darcy knew it wasn't the time to talk to her mother, not with the veins in her forehead bulging with anger, not with the tears in her eyes.
Come on, Jamie, Darcy said, tugging her sister by the sleeve.
No, Darcy, Jamie refused, shrugging Darcy off and turning to Mom.
I'm not going anywhere.
You're not fair, Mom. He's only trying to help. You can't work those hours anymore. It's not good for the baby. And if you keep treating Dad like that, he's going to run away again.
Jamie, Darcy yelled.
She couldn't believe her ears. Nothing had hurt Mom more than when Dad left with another woman. Sometimes Darcy still had flashbacks to her mother crying like a baby in Grandma's arms. It was the saddest sound she'd ever heard. Now Jamie was practically blaming Mom for what happened. It was the most hurtful thing she could have said. In one swift move, Mom stepped forward and swung her arm with her hand outstretched.
Slap!
Mom's palm struck Jamie's cheek, knocking her back into a wall. Darcy winced at the cracking sound, which seemed to boom through the air like a gunshot. Her mother hadn't hit either of them in years, but the look in her angry, unblinking eyes said she might do it again. Jamie's mouth was wide open with shock. She rubbed her face where Mom's hand struck her. Darcy moved in between them. She had to do something to stop things from getting worse.
Don't, Mom! Jamie didn't mean it that way, Darcy said as Mom moved closer. Don't you ever talk to me like that again! You hear me?
Mom screamed, pointing at Jamie. Darcy stood between them, bracing herself.
Mom, please! And you stay out of this too, Darcy. This is between your father and me.
What's your problem?
We're in this family too,
Jamie yelled, still rubbing her cheek. Darcy could hear the hurt and outrage in her voice.
Jamie, just shut up, Darcy said, grabbing Jamie's shoulders to calm her.
Don't touch me, Jamie yelled, shoving her hands aside.
Mom stormed down the hallway into her bedroom.
She slammed the door behind her, knocking an old picture of Grandma to the floor. Jamie rushed the opposite way out the front door. Darcy stood in the suddenly quiet hallway alone. It was as if a bomb had exploded, splitting the house into hundreds of pieces, leaving everyone too wounded to speak. Darcy went out looking for Jamie 10 minutes later. She found her sitting on the front steps of their house. It was dark, but Jamie's face was lit by the glow of a cigarette that dangled from her mouth. Supposedly, she'd given up smoking last year after she dumped her abusive boyfriend, Bobby Wallace. "Leave me alone," Jamie said coldly. "And don't lecture me about smoking. I know it's no good for me. Right now, I really don't care." Darcy sat down next to her without a word. Her foot knocked over a beer bottle left on the sidewalk in front of their house. It rolled loudly into the dark. Even in the shadows, Darcy could see Jamie's eyes were swollen, her face wet with tears. "Would you just go back inside?" Jamie growled. "I don't need you out here. I don't need anybody." Darcy put her hand on her sister's back. At first, Jamie squirmed away, but then she stopped moving and let Darcy's arm rest on her shoulder. "What's happening to us, Darce?" Jamie asked. "It's just a fight, that's all. And you always accuse me of worrying too much. Look at you now," Darcy said, wishing her words were more helpful, more convincing. But after the day she had, it was all she could think of. "They'll be okay. We'll be okay, I promise." Jamie sniffled and wiped her eyes. "I miss Grandma," she said. "Me too, Jamie," Darcy said, feeling the words deep in her chest. Grandma had always been the refuge they could go to no matter what happened. Her absence left a gaping hole in Darcy's heart, one that seemed wider than ever. "Me too." Jamie quietly took the cigarette from her mouth and crushed it into the ground. For several minutes, they didn't say anything. "What if he leaves us again?" she asked. It was a question Darcy asked herself many times since Dad had returned. For a while, she hadn't allowed herself to believe he was back. That way she could never be hurt again. But after all the helpful things he did over the past year, she gradually began to believe in him. And with the house, the new baby, and Grandma gone, she could not imagine him ever leaving. But what happened tonight never happened before. A line had been crossed. What once seemed rock solid now felt like it had deep cracks, like it could all come crashing down one day soon, a landslide that would claim her family as its victims. "He won't," Darcy said, trying to convince herself as much as her sister. "He wouldn't do that again." It was well past midnight when Darcy finally crawled into bed to sleep. In the kitchen, the shattered plate still littered the floor, and her father hadn't come home.